Thank you, Ian. And now to our final batch of stories. A disgraced solicitor is ordered to pay back more than £100,000. Young stars get ready for a stage appearance. A vintage shop has a shake-up after 3 years in a city street. And the parents of murdered teenager Joe Dix join the Prime Minister's Knife Crime Task Force. A former solicitor who took almost £2 million from client's account while trying to chase lottery winnings he believed he had won has been ordered to pay back more than £100,000. Hugh Lansdale, a former senior partner at Norfolk firm Hansels, took a total of £1,963,659.44 between 2015 and 2017 after being duped into believing he had won a Spanish lottery and needed the money to secure his jackpot. The 75-year-old devout Christian, who wanted to give money to his local church so it could be renovated, believed God had answered his prayers. Mr. Lansdale took the money after receiving letters which told him about lottery wins in excess of £10 million, but that he needed to pay non-resident taxes of more than £200,000 to secure the cash. Lansdale, formerly of The Close, Norwich, but now of Holsey Bay Prison in Suffolk, was jailed for 4 years in September last year after he previously admitted fraud by abuse of position. He was back at Norwich Crown Court on Wednesday for a Proceeds of Crime Act hearing. Proceeds of crime refers to assets, funds and property gained through criminal activity. The Crown Prosecution Service has the power to confiscate these under the Act. Brent Martin, prosecuting, said Lansdale's available assets included £126,943.69, made up of six pension funds as well as stocks and shares. He said any order made by the court was to be made to Aviva, who stood behind the firm Lansdale's once worked for. Judge Alice Robinson made the order, giving Lansdale 3 months to pay. Lansdale, who will have to serve 18 months in prison in default if the figure is not paid. Isabel Asherson, representing Lansdale, who also has £12,000 in a co-op bank account, said the order allows him to keep something rather than lose everything.
Gerald's has announced plans to build a new spa and beauty facility at their flagship store. Building on the existing facilities already available via the store's day spa, The Retreat, will convert space currently used as offices on the first and second floors in Norwich. Group Managing Director Sam Edwards said, "We are thrilled to announce the upcoming expansion of The Retreat at Gerald's, creating a more luxurious space that will allow us to offer an even wider range of personalised beauty treatments. This exciting development underscores our commitment to providing exceptional experiences to our valued customers. With our enhanced facilities and expanded services on the way, we look forward to welcoming both our loyal clients and new visitors to discover the ultimate in relaxation and rejuvenation right in the heart of the city." The proposed plans include an additional 3 single treatment rooms, a double treatment room, 3 manicure stations, 2 pedicure stations, and a bar. The Retreat, which is located on the ground floor beneath the beauty hall, currently offers a range of treatments, including massages, facials, waxing, tanning, and manicures.
The owner of a vintage shop in NR3 is planning a business shake-up on the 3rd anniversary of its opening. Laura Buds, who owns Norfolk Retro in St Augustine Street, is set to take on an additional staff member and will open on more days as the business grows. The shop first opened its doors in 2021 and has gained a steady following of customers. Laura said, "Running a vintage shop isn't like running a normal store. I spend a lot of time sourcing and refurbishing my stock, and I needed to take on more staff to be able to do that more. I offer personal shopping and interior styling services too, so it's a really creative and challenging job. For us to grow, I knew I had to work towards being open more days with regular hours. Taking on an employee is a massive step for a small business, and we need support now more than ever. For the last 3 years, Laura has been running Norfolk Retro on her own, with opening hours varying weekly to fit around childcare. Now, the shop will be open from Friday to Monday weekly. In the future, I would love to be open more than 4 days a week, but I have no plans to do that just yet," she said.
Children from a theatre school are in for a truly scrumptious experience as they join the celebrity cast of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The dreams of 8 young performers at the Anglia Region Theatre School Arts have come true as they have been selected to perform alongside EastEnders star Charlie Brooks and Emmerdale veteran Liam Fox at the end of September. From September the 24th to the 29th, the children will step onto the Theatre Royal stage as urchins as part of the UK Tour's company of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Victoria Winship, principal and co-founder of Arts, was delighted to hear the news.
The parents of a teen murdered in Norwich have been made part of a new knife crime task force following a key meeting with the Prime Minister. Emma and Phil Dix attended Downing Street to tell Sakir Starmer more about their son Joe, who was stabbed to death in Norwich in 2022. They were one of 5 families invited to Number 10 whose lives have been devastated by knife crime. Salhouse couple set up the Joe Dix Foundation to tackle knife crime and the exploitation of young people after their son's murder. His killers were sentenced to life imprisonment last year. The government's anti-knife crime coalition aims to reduce the risk of young people becoming involved in violence. It will bring together campaign groups, families of people killed by knife crime, young people who have been affected, and community leaders. Speaking after the event, Emma said, "Sir Keir Starmer said at the start of the meeting that he had taken time on Sunday to read each family's story. He was aware of Joe's exploitation and that, as a family, we have been through a lot over the years. He was extremely grateful that we were present and was aware that emotions were high, but hoped for us all to use our emotions to make change." She said she was shocked but also excited to receive the invitation to Downing Street and honoured to be part of the new group.
Well, that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you have enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day. So if there's no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. Sarah Lusher was the editor, and Eddie Elmhurst was the sound recordist, supported by Catherine Rose. And don't forget, you must keep listening to hear from Chris Skinner. So from me, Lorna Jesty, goodbye.
And from me, Mike Spivey, goodbye.